USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Folks that we spoke to, they've done a fantastic job. They're going to meet the needs of the public. They're going round the clock if they have to, and they're committed to the communities where they're serving and which they serve so beautifully and have for a long time.
President Trump says he's spoken to the CEOs of grocery stores across the country, and in light of all the fear of coronavirus spreading, the supermarkets promise shelves will be replenished with supplies. The president asking the American people not to hoard.
And the stores are stocking up at a level that's beyond Christmas time. It's great. It was very reassuring speaking to these people. They have it totally in hand. There's no need for anybody in the country to hoard essential food supplies. They said to me, could you please tell them, just go and buy, enjoy it, have a nice dinner, relax, because there's plenty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.